He's an NRA training counselor. The reason he's here, well, first of all, he's an interesting guy.
Thank you, sir.
For a soft-spoken guy. But the other reason he's here is because he made the $500 contribution to Stockings for Soldiers. And I said, if you donate that much money or more, come on in. For 5 or 10 minutes, you can talk about your business. And a couple of folks have taken me up on that, and I think it's fantastic. You're one of them. Thank you.
I thank you for the opportunity.
I'm glad you're here. I'm opening up this Ziploc bag. We've got, looks like a 2-gallon Ziploc bag filled with beefy NRA stuff. I want to know one thing right off the bat.
Okay.
When I was in sixth grade, I think I was 12 years old, I had an interest in firearms, had since I was probably about 8 or 9. And so I joined other Boy Scouts, or Cub Scouts at the time, really, and went to the Police Athletic League, where they had gun safety training. For the first, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, you weren't allowed to touch a weapon. They told us to use that word.
Okay.
And I know that, for those of you wondering, Mark said, it's a firearm, which I understand that. And then we got to shoot 22s. And the cops were always telling us, remember, you can kill your best friend with this if you're not careful. And they drilled it into us. I'm wondering, does the NRA have something like that?
We have a different approach to training.
Uh-huh.
When we get you in, and the materials I gave you is the student materials for the NRA basic pistol course. We go into safe gun handling, mm-hmm. the types of firearms. Do you have a revolver? Do you have a semi-automatic? Is it, you know, double action, single action, single double action? So these are the things that we go into with the students, the familiarization of their firearm.
That's pretty much what we did, yeah.
Okay. Then we go into storage, home firearm safety.
Right. That was big with PAL, yeah.
And that's a separate course. It's a non-shooting course that's offered by the NRA. In fact, it's one of my most popular courses that I do teach.
Sure.
And like I said, it involves no shooting. The storage of your firearm, keeping it inaccessible to unauthorized persons. Unauthorized persons could be children or your neighbor, people that come in and out of your house. The cleaning, the storage, the gun safety rules. You know, always keep your firearm pointed in a safe direction. Always keep your finger off the trigger until ready to shoot. Keep your firearm unloaded until ready to use it. And there are other rules. But if you stay with the basic three, your chances are of you having an accident are very remote.
All right. And no whacking the bullets with a hammer.
No, not doing that.
I saw that on page 32 here. I'm kidding.
Or throwing them into a campfire.
Yeah, a really stupid idea. Yeah, we know we've seen folks do that. Usually it turns into a news story.
Right. It just goes pop, pop, pop. They don't explode like, you know, some people think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can get hurt, and it is a stupid thing to do.
Tell me about the Eddie Eagle program.
The Eddie Eagle program, I am not certified to teach it,
right.
But it's a children's program where when age appropriate, mm-hmm. and that could be at 5, 6, 7, 8, depends on the child, where you teach the child, when you find a firearm, don't touch, leave the area, find an adult and tell an adult.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best programs for children to get them familiar with firearms and what they can do and not to touch them.
Well, to listen to some people in this country, I would call them perhaps wild-eyed screaming lefties, but that's just my terminology.
Okay.
You think the NRA, gosh, you guys are just a bunch of wild maniacs who want to turn the whole country into the old Wild West of the 1800s and everybody's shooting at each other. I'm not hearing any of that from you guys.
No.
You.
No. And, you know, I'm sure there are individual members who are that radical. I mean, every group has their radicals. I'm into training.
Yeah.
I'm into teaching people how to use their firearms safely, how to enjoy the shooting sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the Delaware State Pistol Club on Moores Lane in Newcastle.
Which I've been to. Full
yes.
disclosure. We've met, by the way. And yeah, it's a good group of people. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do silhouette shooting. They do action pistol. They do bullseye. Pleasure shooting, the courses that I teach through the Delaware State Pistol Club, some of the other courses that I teach, home firearm safety, basic pistol, basic rifle, basic shotgun, which is not done at the Delaware State Pistol Club. That's strictly an indoor range, 75-foot
range. Where
is
there skeet and trap shooting around here?
There's Salem County Sportsman's Club. There's Omen Landon.
That's in Pennsylvania, right?
No, Omen Landon is in Delaware. It's the only public range in the state of Delaware.
Where is it?
Off of Route 9, next to the Delaware National Guard Armory.
Really? I'd never known of it.
Yep, it's there. There's Delaware County Field and Stream.
Uh-huh.
There's Chester County Field and Stream. There are several ranges around the area. I'd say there's probably 10 of them within a 20-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong to all of them. I'm mainly an indoor shooter.
Yeah.
I've given up my distance shooting, you know, a long time ago.
Someone told me that you competed very seriously. I think he said Olympics or something like that.
No. I just did bullseye shooting, not Olympics. I'm not that good of a shot.
Okay.
In fact, the pistol that I have is probably, I'll never shoot to the quality of the pistol.
Okay.
I have a Hammerly SB20, which is a style of pistol that they do use in the Olympics.
Maybe that's where the word came from. But you've competed in nationals?
No, locally. You know,
okay.
I never went national. I had a problem with my finger that I had an operation on my trigger finger. At that point...
So it would twitch, you'd fire off too many bullets?
Well, my finger actually would lock up.
Oh, really?
And I was afraid that...
That's not good.
That's not good.
No.
So after the operation, or before the operation, I said, you know, I want to go into training.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman by the name of Foster Rennie, those who belong to Delaware Fish and Game, I mean DuPont Fish and Game, he started there, I would say 50 years ago, that program, youth mm-hmm. program, and he still... at Delaware State Pistol Club with the youth program to this day. He's 84 years old. Gave me my first basic pistol course and then my instructor course. And when I knew the operation was on the horizon, I said, you know, I want to go into training. I want to have that red book, that training counselor's book.
Mm-hmm.
And being a training counselor is an appointment from the NRA. You have to have at least three certifications. Mine were rifle, pistol, shotgun. And then,
what else would there be?
Range safety officer.
Oh, I was going to say howitzer, bazooka. No.
They don't go into specialized type ornament.
Yeah, I know. You said rifle, pistol, shotgun. I know.
Range safety officer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Personal protection inside the home, personal protection outside the home.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that reminds me a little side note, something that I've learned too from others. Who know better than I do? The handgun is probably not the best firearm for protection inside the home.
Well,
for most people,
there's a little controversy whether you should have a shotgun.
There's a debate there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The NRA, from what I understand, and this is rumor only, is putting together a home firearm, personal protection inside the home course,
uh-huh.
using a shotgun.
Right.
Because more and more people are asking, I'm getting questions about it in mm-hmm. my courses.
Well, as I understand, the shotgun with the shortest legal barrel length, and here I guess it would be the 18-inch in Delaware, and it should be a pump, because when you hear the sound of recycling, chkunk, that tells a criminal more everything they need to know about what's coming down the stairwell.
That slide definitely gets people's attention, and from former experience, I am a former police officer,
uh-huh.
that slide does get their attention.
And
we'll attest to that.
So tell me, true or not, because this is what I've heard from people, if you get one of the Remingtons or the Mossbergs that has the pump, and you pump that shotgun, it goes chkunk, any criminal has a pretty good idea what that sound is. And they're heading for the door and the window immediately, or am I mistaken?
You know, if most criminals that with any common sense, if they heard that, would be out the door or out the window.
And that way you don't have to fire the weapon.
You know, getting into personal protection, there are other things that go along with personal protection inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I have a firearm. Come any further, I will use it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away, I've called the police. I mean, there's things that you can do even before you load your firearm. In fact, most personal protection firearms are already loaded. You know,
sure.
That you have a gun safe, you have... one of the problems is with a shotgun is having a safe that can be easily accessible where you can get to your firearm in case of an emergency, in case of a home invasion.
Yeah, yeah.
Where a pistol box, they have some that are biometrics. You just put your hands down, tap out a code, uh-huh. and or your fingerprint, and it opens right up, and you have access to your firearm. Using a shotgun, it's a whole different world.
You really have to be trained on...
You have to be trained. I'm kind of on the fence about using it for personal protection in the home.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see what course the NRA has developed and review it, and then take the course myself so I'm able to teach it to instructors. As a training counselor, I train the instructors who train the students. Now, I also train students.
See, I'm thinking what you have is you have a little system throughout your home, and in every room there's a speaker. And out that speaker, every speaker, you hear the recycling, chikum, 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 chikum. In every room, it's just a sound, but it gets their attention.
It's almost like a barking dog.
Exactly, right. And hopefully they run away. You know, you know.
Unfortunately, you know, it's going to take the person saying, "I have my firearm.
Sure,
I'm, you know, stay away. I'm prepared to use."
Why would you want to warn them as opposed to just letting them have it?
Do you really want to take a person's life?
Well, as I understand. With the shotgun again, and I hear where you're coming from.
What happens if the person coming through that door or is in the house is your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
is your relative,
or your kid, and you don't know things like that?
You don't know.
You know,
unfortunately, there have been accidents.
Sure.
So you want to try to prevent accidents as much as possible, and be trained. It's about training.
Yeah.
It's what to do in a certain situation.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. It's Mark Garfinkel. By the way, if you have any questions. Get on board. We'll take a quick break and come back. He is an NRA training counselor who gave $500 for Stockings for Soldiers. And I make this offer to anybody who has a business, except for a strip club. That's just my own personal choice. If you make a $500 donation to Stockings for Soldiers, come in, talk about your business for a few minutes, 478-WDEL, 478-9335. If you're considering giving a shotgun or any other firearm for Christmas, then you got to talk to Mark. Mark Garfinkel is an NRA training counselor. He's in the studio, and you should hear the conversation we're having off the air. In fact, we'll do it right now because there are some things you can and cannot say if somebody walks in or breaks into your house with a gun, and I didn't realize that. We were joking around, and I said, so really what you do is you take out your 9mm or whatever, you say, get out of my house because I have a gun and I will enjoy killing you. But you can't say that.
I would advise against that.
Because
then that's showing intent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm not an attorney. But, you know, if you came to me and said, you know, this is my thinking, I would say, you know, I would try to direct you of just saying, I have a firearm, I have a gun, I'm willing to use it, go away, I've called the police.
Yeah.
You know, everything to avoid that confrontation.
Now, there's a story. In fact, this has happened a couple of times here in Delaware where people aren't walking their dog. I think Rockford Park is one of the places. And there was a guy walking around. He had a gun in a holster, and everybody could see it. Mm-hmm. And a couple of women freaked out. There's a man with a gun. And they called police. And they said, there's a man with a gun. And the police came out, and they saw the guy. Said, hi, how you doing? And they tried to find the women, and they're pointing, him. And they said, yeah, he's got a gun. Walk your dog. Have a nice day. In Delaware, the law is...
You legally can carry open.
Yeah.
I don't. I have a concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
There's two, you know, schools of thought on that. We do have the right. My thing is keep the right for when we do need it.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly not go down Rockford Park or down Main Street, you know, with my pistol strapped to the side if I wasn't in uniform.
It freaks some people out.
Yeah, it freaks.
You
know, if you don't see it, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. What I'm more concerned about is that some stores are posting no concealed carry permitted.
It's their right.
Yeah, it's their right. The only thing is it's advertising to the criminals. No one in here
has a gun.
you know?
Well, it's their right, you know.
I mean, look at all the drug busts that are in, you know, drug-free school zones.
Sure.
You know?
You look at Washington, D.C. They banned guns. And what happened with gun violence?
It went up through the roof.
Exactly. I mean, there are people who call the show and say, we have to get rid of guns. I'm thinking, no, you have to get rid of the intent.
Yes. I mean, look at Florida with the carjackings.
Yeah.
Florida passed, you know, concealed carry. It's a will issue state. Mm-hmm. Anybody who applies gets one if you meet the legal requirements to own a firearm. And carjackings went, they're not, when was the last time have you heard of a carjacking out of Florida?
You know, well, something I hear from people who say, oh, the people with conceal and carry licenses, they're crazy, they just shoot people. I'm thinking, no, those are the ones who don't, really. I'd be surprised if there wasn't one or two cases of people with conceal and carry licenses having gone and shot somebody wrongly, but I can't find any in the news.
None that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, now I know a couple have saved lives of police officers in other states in the country.
It has happened as far as somebody going, I call it off the reservation, that has that concealed carry permit. I've never heard of one, not that it's ever happened. In Delaware, you have to go through some basic training.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Delaware A through J. I can teach Delaware concealed carry. I will only teach Delaware concealed carry in conjunction with the NRA courses.
Okay, so what you teach is the handgun safety. It's about $125, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then conceal and carry on top of that if you want.
Correct.
Okay, and how does somebody reach you if they want to do this?
They can reach me through my office. The phone number is 302-992-0900.
See, I'm going to have to write this down now because I got a brochure and everything. 992-0900. 0900, and ask for Mark and say that you want...
Hit option 3.
Oh.
It'll give you a menu.
Okay, option 3.
Because in the real world, I work for Alpha Shore Technologies, where I do fire alarms, telephone systems, computer wiring.
See, that's what you should be plugging during this show.
Well, you know, I thought the NRA training reaches more people.
True, yeah.
To me, it's more important about firearm safety and the safe handling of firearms.
Okay, so last time we had to get the news, 992-0900, Mark Garfinkel, and one more time on your employer?
Alpha Shore Technologies.
Alpha Shore Technologies. Hey, you give $500 to Stockings for Soldiers, you get to spend some time in here, too.
It's a pleasure.
The Delaware High School Football Playoffs. Caesar Rodney versus Elysiana. Pre-game coverage Saturday night at 6:45. 11:50 a.m. WDEL.
Good afternoon. It is 1:30, 50 degrees in Wilmington. I'm Don Volz, WDEL News, and here are Delaware's top stories. When President Obama announces an expected troop increase for Afghanistan next Tuesday, the White House says he'll place heavy emphasis on how the United States eventually will leave that country. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the U.S. is in its ninth year there and that we are not going to be there another 8 or 9 years. The latest sign of stability in the housing market comes in the government's report today that sales of new homes rose more than expected last month, with a 6.2% advance. Sales reached their highest level in more than a year. The Federal Aviation Administration reporting some delays in Philadelphia and the New York area today, but few problems are reported in air travel elsewhere. Passengers are often finding shorter lines and smaller crowds than in past years on the day before Thanksgiving. The White House says it's a sign of the president's commitment to finding a global solution to climate change. Officials confirm that Obama will be attending a summit next month in Copenhagen, where he'll outline his goals for curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Officials in the Israeli Prime Minister's office say the Security Cabinet has approved a 10-month freeze in new construction in West Bank settlements. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had said earlier that the halt was designed to restart peace talks with the Palestinians, but the Palestinians are rejecting the move because the freeze doesn't include East Jerusalem. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 20, the NASDAQ is up 5. And guess what? The roads aren't doing too well right now. Sean, what's going on out there?
Well, Don, it's a double-digit mile delay at this point. North 95 jams from approaching the Elkton Interchange all the way through the Newark Toll Plaza and 896, past the service area, 273, and right out to the 295 split. It's just jammed, solid traffic. Avoid it if at all possible. Northbound 295, you continue the jam out to Route 13 before you finally break free on your way to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Alternate routes, eastbound Old Baltimore Pike, eastbound Route 40 and northbound 13, they're both picking up this afternoon. Southbound 95 still may find the crash in the city near the 4th Street off-ramp. Should be in the clearing stages. This getting more of a new crash with injuries. Northbound 95 up in Naaman's Road. Look for a lane to be blocked there. Further south of 95, a delay south of 141 down to the 1 and 7 exit. And look for some slowing now at the Newark Toll Plaza. If you're heading down to Maryland, maybe to Baltimore, south of 95, a crash just south of the Aberdeen Interchange at 543. Two of three lanes are blocked, a three-mile backup there. And if you're heading to New Jersey, northbound New Jersey Turnpike, a nine-mile backup between interchanges 6 and 7A. Again, just volume. I'm Sean Green. We'll update you again in 30 minutes with Traffic Watch.
Good luck out there, Sean. The worst day of the year to travel. Here's your WDEL Delaware Accu with a forecast. Overcast today, rain on and off, high 55. Tonight, cloudy early, some clearing late with a low of 50. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, clouds, occasional sun with a high of 57. And on Friday, clouds, some sun, a brief shower or two, high 45 to 49. Right now, clouds, some rain around the area, 50 degrees in Wilmington. I'm Don Volz, WDEL News. Your next update coming up at 2 o'clock, breaking stories as they happen. And we'll get back to the Rick Jensen Show in just a moment on 1150 AM WDEL.
Named the nation's best newscast by the Radio Television News Directors Association and proud to bring that award to Delaware. 1150 AM WDEL.
Everyone, within the sound of my voice, please pay attention. Castle Mitsubishi announces an unprecedented triple play. You can now own a brand new Mitsubishi for $1,000 under actual invoice. All the hot Mitsubishis that really offer the best automotive value. $1,000 under invoice. Or how does 0% interest for 60 months sound? Castle Mitsubishi is offering 0% on new Mitsubishi. If that's not enough, bam, we're kicking in $4,000 minimum trade, no matter what kind of car you're now driving. All this, plus you get all factory rebates up to $3,000. Plus the got you covered warranty, 100,000 miles. Now is the time. Castle Mitsubishi is the place. We guarantee you the lowest prices in three states. We're on DuPont Highway, Newcastle, just south of the airport under the giant American flag. $1,000 under invoice, 0% interest for 5 years. $4,000 minimum trade. Be the Monday deadline at Castle Mitsubishi. Approved Tier 1 credit offers cannot be combined. Discounts subject to factory program. 0% limited to 20,000 miles. See dealer for details.
Welcome back. We deal with the apparently three most fearsome words.